Good morning. This is Times of India Radio, and here is today's news. In what is shaping up into a mega deal between two corporate behemoths, Saudi Aramco, the world's most profitable company in history, is learned to be in serious discussions to acquire up to 25% in the refining and petrochemicals businesses of Reliance Industries Limited, India's largest company. While Saudi Aramco, which is also the world's largest oil exporter, is known to have first shown interest in Reliance about 4 months ago, talks gathered momentum following the visit of Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman to India in February, during which he met RIL chairman and India's richest man Mukesh Ambani. Income tax and election commission officials began searches at the Tuticorin residence of DMK leader Kanimozi on Tuesday, based on information from the district collector. However, there was no information from either EC or IT officials about any cash or documents being seized in the searches. Kanimozi, the DMK candidate for the Tuticorin Lok Sabha constituency, was at home when a team of 10 officials arrived at the Kurengi Nagar residence, a few hours after electioneering came to an end in Tamil Nadu, which votes on Thursday. She had rented the house after the party announced her candidature. Kanimozi said the officials left after they found nothing at her home and accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of trying to threaten opponents into submission. She said such tactics would not work and added that DMK was not a party that can be cowed down. After demolishing gender discrimination at Sabarimala temple by allowing entry of women of all age groups into the Kerala shrine, the Supreme Court on Tuesday agreed to examine whether it could pass similar direction to pave the way for entry of women into mosques to offer prayers. A bench of Justices S.A. Bobde and S. Abdul Nazir issued notices to the centre, All India Muslim Personal Law Board and National Commission for Women, seeking their response on whether women could be allowed to enter mosques. Although the bench initially expressed its reservation on entertaining the petition filed by a Pune-based couple who alleged that women's fundamental rights to equality is being violated by denying them entry into mosques and raised questions on how could fundamental rights be invoked against non-state actors like mosque. It, however, agreed to adjudicate the issue in the light of the Apex Court's verdict on Sabarimala temple. The Foreign Ministry has confirmed that two Indians, Satvinder Kumar of Hoshiarpur and Harjeet Singh of Ludhiana, have been beheaded in Saudi Arabia on charges of murdering a fellow Indian. The two were executed on February 28 this year. The Indian embassy in Riyadh, however, was not informed by the Saudi authorities before the executions. The families of the deceased may not get the bodies because of rules against it. Harjeet and Satvinder killed Imamuddin after a scuffle broke out between them over distribution of some money they may have looted. A few days later, the two were arrested for drinking liquor and fighting. While deportation formalities were being completed, they were found to be linked to the murder.